Good afternoon. This is Tim Bryant, Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist with Virginia Tech at the Tidewater AREC in Suffolk, Virginia. I'm coming to you today this afternoon with a couple updates from around the state. One is that our corn earworm flight is really starting to pick up this week. This represents moths that are coming out of field corn, and then they're going to be dispersing and flying into other crops like cotton and soybeans. Cotton, thankfully, is protected by our BT traits, namely the VIP3A trait. We've seen no evidence of resistance developing to this trait, so it's pretty well protected. You may still see eggs and neonate corn earworm larvae in VIP3A expressing cotton, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's cause for concern because they have to feed on the plant tissue for them to actually die. Soybeans, on the other hand, do need to be carefully monitored and manage for corn earworm. You need to get out there with a sweep net. So look at those moth flights in your area and try to use that to target your scouting efforts. The corn earworm threshold is dynamic, so you can find that calculator. If you just Google corn earworm threshold calculator, it's through NC State, and that'll tell you when it's actually worth it to go out and manage for corn earworm in the field. If you do hit that economic threshold, an important consideration is what you're going to spray for that. Broad spectrum pyrethroid insecticides are not particularly effective for corn earworm, especially if you're dealing with larger larvae. So you want to choose something that's a little bit more specific to corn earworm. Things like Steward, Intrepid Edge are good options. And also they're a little bit friendlier on beneficial insects, so you might prevent flaring up an issue later down the road like soybean aphids or spider mites or something like that. The other thing we've seen this week, which there's not much to do about at this point, is that we've had a few calls about tomato spotted wilt virus in peanuts throughout the state. We visited a couple of fields and saw some pretty significant injury from that virus. Once a plant's infected, unfortunately, there's not anything we can do to rescue it this year. It's really about thinking about how we're going to better manage that next year. And we can talk about that in future updates as we move into 2027 planting season. As always, you can contact me directly at btim2@vt.edu or on my cell phone if you have any specific questions about any of these things. Thanks.